Hello, this is Mole speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 30th of March 2016, and this is the 336th Mole Out Loud podcast. I hope that your projects, whatever you're working on, are being a bit more successful than mine. I think I've got to that point again where I've completed one scene or series of scenes, and I'm faced with the next ones, and I have to make decisions. And every time this happens, I, instead of knuckling down and working out what those decisions are supposed to be, I tend to veer away from them and find all sorts of things that I pretend I need to do to get any further. Today it was looking at the minutiae of maps, which is completely unnecessary at this stage. And I didn't have my early warning sort of... My higher self wasn't engaged enough to stop me from doing this. And so I was really pleased later on to be re-watching a practice session on verbal to visual and seeing another person working with trying to sort out what to do next. It was an organisational thing around his work and time, so it was a sort of planning mode. But it really brought back home to me how you need, you know, how to first approach a really knotty problem, how to identify its component parts and then sort them by those component parts and then work out a plan of action for each of those parts. And I would have thought that I would know this by now, but it's it catches me out every time. So I'm very grateful for having heard that. And so my plan for tomorrow is to get a whole lot of cards and to write down each component part of what I'm trying to do for the next stage of the journey, this train journey that my character is on. And so I think I'm going to need three categories. I think I'll need what's happening in the train and what has just happened and is filling my main character's mind, and also the flashbacks to earlier things, and I guess maybe a fourth pile for what is about to happen and concerns over what might happen next. So that's my plan for tomorrow, and I really, really need to remind myself, and I'm hoping by stating it out loud and to all of you right now that I shall feel a bit accountable. Tomorrow I'll be able to tell you how I went. And if I don't, if I avoid the topic and talk about something else, you will all know why that is. I do hope that whatever you're working on, that it really, that you don't go into these spins. But making decisions, which is what this is at the beginning of each scene, I guess, when you're writing, it's a big bulk of decision making. It's not just one decision that has to be made. And there's certainly evidence to show that the more decisions we make, the more exhausted we become and less capable of making decisions. And I can't quite remember who it was who did a research onto CEOs who had to make major decisions in their positions, and how the most successful ones, the ones who didn't burn out, would simplify other aspects of their lives so that they always knew what they were going to wear, what they were going to eat each day. All those kind of smaller decisions were taken care of so that they still had the energy for the larger decisions, or the decisions that nobody else could make or that they couldn't make beforehand. So I'm going to try and keep this in mind, and perhaps I shall make a little sign for myself to remind me tomorrow morning. In fact, that is what I'm going to do, and I shall do it right now. Thank you very, very much for listening today, and I really look forward to talking to you again tomorrow.